Yuvamas Pray good Mishnachas. Ben Teshashanam Yam Echach Baal Yuvimto, Ben Teshashanim that's Ba on his Yuvama, Vachakach Ba al Tsarasa. And now he also does Bia to his dead brother's other wife. So he was Baal two of the wives, because he could have done Yibum to either of them. When he does Bia, so we said it's like a Mimer, not a complete Bia, like a Gadol would be. And therefore, it's a Mimer Achar Mimer. He does a Mimer to each of them. And now that he's Baal his second wife, so it's not a complete Kinyan for either of them, and he's going to need a get, and he can't live with either of them, as we've said. So therefore, Pasal Yideyatzim, he Pasals both of them. Rabbi Shimon Amar Loi Pasal, Rabbi Shimon says that he does not Pasal, because like we said, according to Shimon, it's not the pshat that they treat the bia of a katan like a maimer. Rather, according to Shimon, it's a suffix by yibum whether the bia is kona by a katan or not. And therefore, if we go on the tzad that the bia is kona, so the first wife from his dead brother that he was boil, so he was kona with a kinyan gomer. So then when he was boil the second wife, the tzara, it was stama maisas nus. It was a lav, because bais echeru bona ve'ein bona shnei batim. You don't build two houses because there's only one wife of his dead brother, not two. But that did not affect the first one. And if you say that the bia of a katan is nothing on that side, then it was, for both of them, it was nothing. However, it would come out, Taisisanta brings Rashi, that he would definitely be able to stay with the first wife, Mamanavshach, like we've said, but the second wife, he would need to do chalitza too, because if you say that the bia was a bia of a katan, if you say it's considered a bia, then he was already kona the first wife, and he could not marry the tzara, because it buys echurubona. Mishnah continues, Ben Teshav Yom Echad Shabal Yevimto, a 9-year-old, and one day that he's Baal's on his Yevama, Vames, and then he dies. Choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So if there's a third brother here, the third brother would do Chalitza to the second brother, this younger brother, the second brother's wife, but he would not do Yevim. So the case is, let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven was the first son. He died with a wife. Shimon and Levi. Levi was the youngest. And Levi went ahead, even though he was 9 years old, and he had bia with this woman, his Yevama, and then he died. So now, Shimon, the second oldest, but he's a gadol, he does chalitza na yibum. The reason that is, this is the sheet of a chacham, because since we treat the bia of a katan like a mimer, so this woman, to Levi, it's like she's zakuk to two yavams. The yavam, his first brother, and also, but that never really left, because the little brother didn't completely do Yibum. But what he did do is he added his Kiddushin, his Mimer. His B is like a Mimer. So therefore you have two connections. She's Zakuk to two people. And if she's Zakuk to two people, two of these dead brothers, and you're trying to rebuild two dead brothers' houses, that's not what the Torah is talking about. You can't do Yibum in that case. It's only to build one bias. So therefore, the remaining brother does Chalitza. Nosa Ish of Ames. If the 9-year-old marries a woman and then dies, so here it's not b'derech yibum. Here stam, a little 9-year-old marries a woman and lives with her. Harezu petura. Everybody agrees that if this boy dies, all of his brothers would not even need to do yibum or chalitza to their pater totally, because the difference is, when it comes to yibum, Chazal treated the bia of a katan like a mimer. But when it comes to a child living with a woman, you can't say that he was kinda her with a regular marriage. That we wouldn't say. There's no kinyan at all by a katan until he has two sires. So therefore, it's never really his wife. And if this child dies, there's no mitzvah of yibum at all.